We pray. Lord Jesus Christ, help us to see your coming as our source of eternal goodness. Amen. Good morning. Good night. Good luck. The word good is used a lot in our conversations. But what do we mean by it? The Bible also frequently uses the word good. After each day of creation, God looked at what he had made and he saw that it was good. At the end of the 6 days, he looked at everything and saw that it was very good. God planted a tree in the Garden of Eden, a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Jesus Christ refers to himself as the Good Shepherd. Everything works together for our good. We are urged to fight the good fight of faith. But what does all that mean? What makes it good? Before the fall into sin, was there any knowledge of good? When good is all there is, what do you use to identify the quality of goodness? It's everywhere. However, as soon as man ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he became fully aware that there was good because it stood in contrast to man's own evil. Did Adam and Eve then become the judges of what constitutes good? There is only one who can define goodness, and that is God. Jesus said, "No one is good except God alone." The prophet Micah says, "He, God, has shown you what is good." So only the good God is capable of defining goodness. How does he do that? With the Bible. That's his dictionary. By reading the Bible, the whole Bible, we discover God's definition for goodness. In his law, he tells us what is good and what is evil in the lives and behavior of human beings. In his gospel, he speaks of his own goodness. So this makes goodness objective. No matter what human beings may think, no matter what the time or the circumstances that we are in, goodness is what God says it is. And it is always the same throughout time. The people of the world would disagree with that. They believe that goodness is subjective. So what is good? Well, it all depends. There used to be a saying, if it feels good, do it. Of course, that kind of philosophy leads to all sorts of evil. Because human beings are using themselves as the measure of goodness. And that is a sinful measure. The human standard compares one man with another. Compared to Saddam Hussein, I am good. Even evil people might say such a thing as that. Based on a humanistic standard, abortion is deemed as good, as are homosexuality and vengeance and revolution. What about teachings? What about doctrines? What makes a teaching good? If you use the thinking of the world, then those doctrines are good which are acceptable to the majority. But once again, man becomes the measure. Whatever teachings are agreeable to man, these are regarded as good. Concerning this thinking, God says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. True goodness is established by the divine standard, not the human. Our behavior is good if it measures up to God's law standard. We are good if we measure up to the gospel standard. That is, if we place our faith in Jesus Christ, then His goodness is credited to our account. Our doctrine is good if it measures up to the objective biblical standard. Perhaps it is not enough to say that something is good just because God says so. That is true. But there's more to it. What God says is good because it is beneficial. It serves the welfare of the recipient. We are the recipients of the law and gospel. And all of this is, pretty much all of Scripture is summed up with law and gospel. This is all beneficial to us. Law and gospel help us. They improve our situation. The law shows us the right way, the good way, to think and to live. If we live by this standard, we benefit. And so do the other people around us. Because if we obey the laws of God, we're acting in love toward others. And they are benefiting from that. The gospel shows us the only way of salvation. By believing that Christ paid for our sins, we benefit eternally. Our situation is improved infinitely. Likewise, we become a benefit to others. For he who believes with his heart is going to confess with his mouth. And when we do so, then we become the instruments of God in saving others. Truly, the gospel is good, and our preaching is good. And the many doctrines of Scripture, all of them are beneficial. We may not always see the benefit of a given doctrine, and we are in confusion sometimes, but it doesn't matter if we don't see the ultimate benefit. Nor does it matter if we can, whether or not we can see the ultimate harm of false doctrine. God's truth is always good and is always the same and will always be a benefit to those who embrace it. So goodness is what God says it is, and His goodness is always a blessing to us. As Christmas approaches, we can see ever more clearly what goodness really is. You can gaze into that manger, see that little baby, and know that this is God who has humbled Himself. How can we not say this is, and only this, is the true meaning of goodness? We'll conclude with hymn 96, verse 1.